Last night, playing in Oakland, the New York Yankees turned their first triple play in 42 years. But instead, it's an alleged breach of unwritten baseball etiquette that has bloggers fired up. Here's the supposed transgression. The Yankees' Alex Rodriguez ran across the pitcher's mound as he jogged back to first base after a foul ball. And at the end of the inning, the Oakland pitcher, Dallas Braden, let A-Rod have it, screaming, "Stay off my mound," with some saltier language tossed in, too. Well, here to referee is Paul Dixon. He's the author of The Unwritten Rules of Baseball, The Etiquette, Conventional Wisdom, and Axiomatic Codes of Our National Pastime. Paul, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Melissa.
And let's tick through what happened here. Alex Rodriguez is the runner on first. His teammate hits a pop-up foul ball down the third base line. A-Rod has almost made it to third base.
Right.
He's heading back to first, and he takes the shortest possible route, I guess, which
right.
takes him right across the pitcher's mound. Breach of etiquette? What do you think?
Yep.
Yes. No question?
No question. I'm very old school with this. I mean, the larger issue here is respect. So if you go around the bases and your flaps are down or you're pumping your fists, you're showing disrespect for the pitcher. It's like running up the game and, you know, you've got a no-hitter going and you break up the no-hitter with a bunt or you do something like that where you're actually showing some disrespect. And so a lot of this has to do with the fact that most ballplayers, and this has been true for a long, long time, have sort of it's almost like they just watched The Godfather, and they're very perceptive of sort of somebody transgressing on their turf.
On their turf.
And running across the mound is about, I mean, I didn't even put it in the book because it was such an obvious violation.
You're going to have to add a new chapter?
I have to add a new chapter.
Well, this is what the pitcher, Dallas Braden of the A's, said. He said it was about respect. He said after the game, if my grandmother ran across the mound, she would have heard the same thing he heard. Why his grandmother would have been on the diamond, I don't know.
But she could probably hit the inside fastball. That's why she's on
it. I don't know. But A-Rod said, I've never heard of this rule.
I mean, I don't think Jeter would have ever done it. I don't think Derek Jeter, and I don't think Paul O'Neill would have ever thought of it. And I think one of the reasons why these things are important is you're likely to play, especially early in the season, you're likely to play another 10, 11 games with a team that's in your division, maybe even a dozen. And from your standpoint, it makes the other team sort of angry at you, which is one thing. But by the same token, it motivates them. It's sort of like having a sign on the clubhouse walls with a picture of A-Rod doing this running across the mound that she'll probably appear in a lot of bullpens in the next couple of days. So it's not really very bright on the part of somebody who does it.
This question of turf, I was reading a comment from another writer on baseball etiquette, Michael Duca, who said Bob Gibson, the legendary pitcher, was very well versed in protecting what he called his office.
Right.
Had that been Gibson on the mound, A-Rod would have picked himself off the grass to get back
and
to
there
first.
And Denny McClain would have done the same thing. There are a lot of old school pitchers, including a lot of Yankees, that would never have allowed that.
A-Rod's got to have some defenders here, though. People just saying, that's the most direct route. What's the big deal?
Because it'll actually hurt in the long run. It'll probably actually hurt A-Rod because of the fact that they lost the triple play last night.
Well, nobody's paying attention.
No, it's like it didn't happen, and the fact that Oakland won the game last night, which is even maybe that motivated them to win the game. But the fact of the matter is, it's like in anything else, marriage has unwritten rules. Like loose change on the bureau is community property, that kind of thing. There are certain things that, when you get married to somebody, you observe. You don't have to say them every day, but every aspect of life has unwritten rules. It's sort of one of the ways you keep sort of order. It's etiquette. I'm very old school on this. I think he should never have done it, and I think he looked like a fool.
Well, the commentary will go on and on. Paul Dixon, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Paul Dixon, getting ready to add a new chapter to his book, The Unwritten Rules of Baseball.